Welcome back, everybody, to Rattler Stadium. It's the Gessner Heating and Air pregame show. Your comfort is our business with Coach Casey Dacus on homecoming night here at Navasota. And, Coach, I bet I probably asked you the same question a year ago after our win over Fur, and that is about sort of how practice changes, how the kids' demeanor changes, how their attitude changes after a win than after a loss. And obviously, it's something that obviously helps, and you can probably get more done because you don't have to bring them up. They're already up.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah, you know, morale always improves after you win. And the other night against Fur, it was a hard-fought win in tough conditions, and we had to handle some adversity. You know, in the second half, I think it was at one point maybe 10-7, and we were making enough mistakes to allow Fur to kind of hang around, and then we kind of put it away late. But, you know, it was a good win, a good road win, and anytime you win a game, it's a good win. But we felt really good about the way that we won the game the other night, and so we're really proud of our kids, and no question the morale and attitude was better this week.
You talk about the field conditions. It was pretty horrible. Of course, they had the flooding a couple of weeks before. And then on top of that, we had some rain showers before the game, a little bit in the first half that made it even worse. So those field conditions were pretty tough.
Yeah, they were brutal. That's probably as bad as I've seen in a long time. Like you said, the amount of rain that they've had and the fact that they couldn't cut the grass, and so it was holding water. You know, on top of the middle section of the field was pretty muddy because it just been worn out. So it were tough conditions, and our kids had a hard time really getting adjusted to it, honestly, throughout the night. We had a lot of slips and a lot of things like that happen. But I was proud of our kids because it was the same for both teams, and we handled it in a pretty decent way, and we feel pretty good about it.
I came to you after the game, and I said, Coach, what are you more excited about, the win or the fact that your team did not fumble the football in those conditions? That was that's pretty incredible. You've got to be proud of your team for that.
I really am. You know, that's something we've been stressing the last several weeks, and it finally kind of showed a little bit this last Friday. But it was a deal where, you know, anytime you're a running back or anytime you're someone that handles the ball a lot, you have to protect the ball, you know, in traffic or out of traffic or whatever. You have to pay attention for guys, you know, coming from behind you trying to strip the ball out. And so there's a lot of things that we kind of go over in practice, a lot of things we drill, but then you throw on, you know, wet conditions and like we had this past Friday night, that makes it even tougher. So I was really proud of those guys, especially the guys that handle the ball, for taking care of it.
Now, I got to ask you this. Have you been practicing Alvarado's line drive punt, the one that the one that hit the kid in the shoulder pads and produced the turnover for you?
That's funny that you asked that. We do not practice that. We, Miguel does a really, really nice job in the kicking game, and he feels more comfortable doing a kind of a rugby style, which is what that was. And I'm not really sure why he likes that better, because he can do it both ways. He can be a straight drop back punter, or he can be a rugby style guy. But he prefers that. We get on to him a lot because we don't really block that way for the rugby. But I think he always peeks down at the rush, and he knows if he has a couple of steps where he can take, you know, an extra step or two and make it a rugby style. So that's what he did the other night. We weren't real thrilled that he did it, but it worked out for us. And so we, you know, patted him on the helmet and said, nice job, and we kind of went on about our business. But to answer your question, he can do both, and he prefers rugby.
Indeed. Lots to talk about your offense, because we've been kind of down on the offense the first 4 weeks talking about the defense, but here's a chance for us to really talk about the offense. And I guess when you're 0-4 and you're going into district play, you want to change things up. You want to find a formula that works, and you did with multiple quarterbacks, with Thomas and Dyer, and then multiple running backs with Randall and Palmer and Derek Henderson, and there at the end with Miner. So this is something that really not only kept some of your skilled people fresh, but really seemed to work for you.
Yeah, we kind of went into this in the district. Once you get out of the first part of the season with the pre-district, we've been working some different guys at different positions. We just hadn't felt, you know, real comfortable with putting them in those situations, because, you know, whenever you do that, you want those guys to have some success, and so they can kind of feed off that, if you will. And we didn't want it to be a situation where it didn't work out, then we were having to go back to, you know, kind of what we were doing. So, you know, we were lucky in that we got a chance to play some different guys. We started with Darren Thomas last week at quarterback and played the whole first quarter with him there, and I thought he did a lot of really, really good things. You know, the thing about LeDarren is he's so dynamic with the ball in his hands that, you know, when you snap it to him every play, that's just another chance for something really, really good to happen. And so, you know, during the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season, we all talked about how we need to get him the ball more. And, you know, one of the ways to do that is just snap it to him. Right. And so we did that the other night. I thought he did a really good job of handling it. You know, and then with the running back situation, we've got lots of guys that are capable of carrying the football. You know, honestly, we've been seeing a lot of good things from Derek Henderson in practice, you know, recently at running back, and he's such an important part of what we do defensively, playing linebacker, that we've hesitated to use him over there, you know, as much as we did last Friday. But he has got just a great center of gravity. You know, he's got low center of gravity, so he's real balanced, and guys can hit him on the legs, and he does a really nice job of maintaining his balance and staying upright. And he did that the other night a couple of times. He got hit in the hole, and he kind of spun off of those hits, if you will, and landed on his feet and kept on going and getting more and more yards. So we were real pleased with him. Tarik Palmer's going to get some more carries moving forward. He's playing about two or three positions on defense right now, so we're trying not to overload him with too much. Mm-hmm. Darius Randall's going to continue to get carries. You know, you got to get guys that can run the ball, and he runs really, really well, as everyone knows, and so he's going to continue to get his. And then we started looking at a kid named Zion Miner for the first time. He's kind of a violent runner. He likes contact. He's been playing linebacker on defense and not playing as much there as he would probably like, and so we tried to take a look at him on our side, on the offensive side, just to see, you know, how he looks there, and we thought he had a really good week of practice, and we tried to get him in late in the game to get him some experience there so we can look at him moving forward.
Before we go on to talk about North Forest, I want to talk about I'm going to sort of give trouble to my broadcast partner, Bryce Jones, a little bit, because in the second half, you all had a fourth down at their 9-yard line, and you come out to go for it on fourth down. Bryce on the air said that he disagreed. He thought you should have gone for the field goal.
Right.
And I said, Bryce, I hadn't played the game that much, but I disagree. His defense has been playing good all year long. Right. Look at the field conditions. The worst-case scenario is you're going to back them up to the 9-yard line, and your defense might do something for you. And sure enough, boom, Tavarius Baker gets his first of two interceptions.
Right, and that really was the thinking. The first thing we factored into it was the field conditions. You know, we kicked a couple of balls early in the game where we had trouble getting the hole down because the ball was wet and slick, and we were worried in that situation the other night that we didn't want to get no points and then them get a momentum play and turn around and give them an 80-yard field instead of a 90-yard field. So the field conditions for sure played into that. We have all the confidence in the world in Miguel. He's a great kicker for us. But in that situation, I think we were up at that point, I think 10-7 maybe or something like that. And so we knew that it was still a one-score game either way you sliced it. They were going to have to score a touchdown. And so instead of just making it a six-point game, we were going to try to make it a two-score game right there. And we didn't get it done. And for us, fortunately, Tavarius made a really nice play the very next play after that and got us the ball right back in the same situation again. And so, yeah, it was a combination of things. But the field conditions were the number one reason why we did that. And the second reason was to try to make it a two-score game instead of a one-score game. And then you add all that stuff up together and you put it with the defenses playing really, really well, and you got a lot of confidence. And so that's why we made the decision that we made.
Gessner Heating and Air, your comfort is our business. They sponsor the pregame show. We're visiting with head coach Casey Dacus. North Forest comes to Rattler Stadium tonight for homecoming. North Forest comes in with a 1-4 record, coach. First thing, let's get it out of the way. North Forest had a little drama in the offseason. Their four-star or five-star receiver, Damon Demas, who played fits with us last year, a great A&M commit. He opted to transfer to Tomball. That didn't work out for him. He was ruled ineligible, not playing football this year. But for you, the good news is he's not playing for North Forest. You don't have to face him tonight. He was quite a talent.
You're exactly right. Yeah, in my 18 years of coaching, I haven't seen too many kids that are as talented as he is. You know, he's got the ability to run and jump, and he's tall, and he's big, and he's strong, and he's everything that you'd want in a Division I football player. And so I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to play really, really well for A&M moving forward. I'm really glad that we don't have to deal with him tonight. Last year when we played him, I think like 7 or 8 catches for about 250 yards and a couple of touchdowns, and we had 3 guys on him last year. You know, one guy, really 2 guys close to the line of scrimmage trying to jam him so he couldn't get downfield on routes, and a safety over the top. And I remember 2 or 3 times last year they just threw the ball up to him in triple coverage and he made plays. And so, yeah, you talk about sleepless nights. That's not fun to think about how you're going to defend that kind of thing. So we're glad to not have to mess with him this year. But, you know, in saying that, North Forest still has plenty of talent. They got plenty of athletes. They got guys that can run all over the field. So we're going to have to be really, really sound and play really, really smart on defense and take care of our gaps. And and we'll be in good shape.
I know you know numbers and not names. One of those running backs is John Washington. I think I saw in their stats he's averaging about 88 yards a game. He has about 500 already through half the season. He's a good one. They've got a receiver, Tyler Brown, wears number 3, and I think they use more than one quarterback.
They do. They play multiple players in the backfield, kind of like we do in some ways. The difference is they run the ball probably 75-80% of the time, and so they spread you out to run it, and again they try to take advantage of their speed and space and that kind of thing. And so we're gonna have to do a really nice job of just fitting lanes and making sure that we take some of those running lanes away. But they're multiple guys, so it's hard to really key on one because they sometimes move them around, you know. So again, it just comes back to got play recognition and trusting our eyes and making sure we're in the right spot, and we'll be okay.
Now, if they try to run tonight on our defense, they're going to meet a lot of talent and a lot of beef up front. And I want to talk about your defense a little bit. First off, Jarek Beasley, he's becoming a beast in there. We're calling his name an awful lot. And then when you look in the middle of that defensive line, I know you're using Jordan Jefferson more and more on defense, and he's lined up next to Jaquarian Williams. They take up a lot of space in the middle of that defensive line.
No, they really do. And those are Jaquarian and Jordan are probably our two biggest guys on our football team. And Jarek, you know, he played tons last year at defensive end, and last year he played opposite of Tyron Preston. And so a lot of teams locked in on Preston, and Jarek kind of got a pass, if you will, in some situations. But this year there's no question. Everybody knows who he is. He's playing with a high motor. He's getting after it. He's grading out really, really high on film, doing a really nice job for us, and we need him to continue to do that. As far as inside goes, Jaquarian and Jordan, we're playing them both, sometimes together, sometimes one at a time, depending on what front we're in. But, you know, the cool thing about it is they give us flexibility in that we can get in an odd front if we want to, or we can get in an even front if we want to. And those guys have the position flex to be able to play either, you know, defensive end or defensive tackle or nose or whatever. And so that's making us a lot more difficult to block because teams can't really get a beat on what we're going to do. So those guys are all instrumental in our success defensively, no question. It always starts with the front. And when your front can play, typically it makes life easier on the back end. And so they've really helped us.
Finally, homecoming. You deal with that distraction every year. It's just a given. Plus, it's the end of the first 6 weeks grading period. There's a distraction there. But that's just something that it's up to the coaches to focus the kids when it's time for kickoff.
That's right. And this week just happens, you know, very rarely does it happen where you have homecoming the same week as the six-week grading period ending. And this is just one of those years where it's kind of worked out that way. And as coaches, what we've tried to work on all week is to focus our kids on this, you know, being 1-0 this week. Don't worry about what's happened up till now. It doesn't matter. Win the day. You know, on Monday, all we talked about was winning that day. You know, Tuesday, the same thing. And so tonight is the exact same story. We just want to be 1-0 at the end of the night. And the way that we're going to be able to do that is by taking care of the distractions, whether it's grades or homecoming or, you know, injuries or whatever it is. We still have to lock in, and it's got to be a next man up mentality, and it's got to be guys locked in and ready to do their job. So we've had a good week of work, and we feel like we're ready to go tonight. And so let's tee it up.
Coach Casey Dacus, it is homecoming. North Forest comes in. Navasota Rattlers second district game, trying to go to 2-0. This is the Gessner Heating and Air pregame show. Your comfort is our business. Thank you, Gessner Heating and Air. Bryce Jones and I will be back with the starting lineups and get this one kicked off from Rattler Stadium. You're listening to Navasota Football on Willie 98.7.